From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Grief-stricken earthquake victims in Haiti are surveying the dead for missing family members. The International Red Cross estimates that between 45,000 and 50,000 were killed in the disaster. NPR's Greg Allen traveled to some of the residential neighborhoods in and around the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We saw very few neighborhoods that weren't severely affected. And the destruction goes all the way from the President's Palace and the Justice Ministry and the Interior Ministry, all places that have just been totally destroyed. But it goes all the way through the neighborhoods like Bel Air and La Lu and Delos. Those are all, when you drive through those residential neighborhoods, house after house has just been knocked to the ground and just rubble there. And people are pulling bodies out. You'll find bodies lying on the street. People trying to figure out what to do with their lives next.
NPR's Greg Allen in Haiti. The Federal Aviation Administration briefly suspended flights from the United States to Haiti Thursday because there was no more room for planes to unload at the overburdened Port-au-Prince airport. NPR's Adam Huckberg has more.
The single runway airport in Haiti's capital city was so crowded with military and relief planes that some were being turned away or were forced to circle the airport for hours. The FAA reported that at one point there were 12 planes on the ramp, 20 more parked in the grass, and as many as a dozen circling overhead. Barry Ellis runs a charter service that's been flying in doctors from Miami, but was forced to cancel some flights because of the FAA order. He says the Haitian airport is chaotic.
The ramp space has been largely taken up by airline-type equipment and large military airplanes that are much harder to unload and take longer to turn around than the private aircraft.
By evening, the FAA said things had improved enough for flights from the U.S. to resume, but it warned that pilots still might have to circle the Port-au-Prince airport for 3 hours or more. Adam Huckberg, NPR News.
Interest rates in the eurozone will remain at a record low 1%. Amid signs the economy recovery is still not strong enough. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
Though new figures show industrial production growing twice as fast as expected in the 16 countries that use the euro, European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet isn't counting on a robust recovery just yet.
Unemployment is expected to increase somewhat further, thereby lowering consumption growth. The euro area economy is expected to grow only at a moderate pace in 2010, and the recovery process could be uneven.
The bank chief was also asked about suggestions Greece would be forced out of the eurozone because its public debt is quadruple the European Union limit. Trichet called that absurd, but did say Athens needs to take bold measures to turn things around. The Greek government has just introduced a new economic plan. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News. A senior judge in Honduras has charged six military leaders for their role in deposing former President Manuel Zelaya last year. The court will determine whether the commanders abused their power by ordering soldiers to arrest Zelaya at gunpoint and fly him into exile in Costa Rica. President-elect Porfirio Lobo has called for amnesty for everyone involved in the coup, including those who remain holed up at the Brazilian embassy. Pro basketball star Gilbert Arenas of the Washington Wizards has been charged with carrying a handgun without a license. The felony charge follows an incident last month in which he displayed several guns in his team's locker room. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
If convicted of the felony gun possession charge, Gilbert Arenas would face a maximum 5 years in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. charged Arenas Thursday in a document called an information. It's considered a prelude to a plea agreement. Arenas' lawyers reportedly are negotiating a deal with prosecutors. Arenas is scheduled to appear in D.C. Superior Court Friday. 3 weeks ago, Arenas laid out several handguns in the Wizards' locker room as a way to resolve a dispute he'd had with teammate Javaris Crittenden. Arenas later called the incident a misguided effort to play a joke on a teammate, but NBA Commissioner David Stern still suspended Arenas indefinitely without pay. Also Thursday, police searched Crittenden's Virginia apartment for a gun he reportedly loaded during the locker room incident. According to court documents, officers didn't find the gun. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 29 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 8. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.